Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own, his hands. Amen. Grace be unto you and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the prince of the kings of the earth. Amen. Congregation, let us sing together of Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 3, and 7. My song forever shall record the tender mercies of the Lord. Thy faithfulness will I proclaim, and every age shall know thy name and what follows. Psalter 241, the stanzas 1, 3, and 7. the portion out of God's holy word, which we wish to read together, can be found in Mark 10, the verses 13 through 31. First, the holy law of God. And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, nor any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. Mark 10, the verses 13 through 31. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these have I observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. And Jesus looked round about, and saith unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answereth again, and saith unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, saith, with men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive an hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren, and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions, and in the world to come eternal life. But many that are first shall be last, and the last first. Thus far the scripture reading. We hope to remember in prayer Mr. Willem Slingeland, who came home from the hospital. Let us try to ask the Lord for a blessing. Our Lord of the heavens and of the earth, when thou wast granted by renewal another Lord's day, and the possibility and the privilege to come up to thy courts, may it please thee by the first time and by renewal to grant that low place at thy footstool a softening of the heart, a little bewilderment, a profound impression of our sins, of our unworthiness, what we deserve, ah Lord, if thou would also dealt accordingly in the week that was gone by, then thou would have sent great trials, greater afflictions, if thou would dealt according to what we deserve. Then we would no longer have a place upon the earth, but we would be lying under the earth. Ah, Lord, then thou hast been so good, so patient, and so long-suffering. And then thou still declareth unto us and our children that thou wast no desire in our death, but that we may be given to turn unto thee, and that we would be given to live. Ah, Lord, wilt thou grant a deep impression in this morning hour when we may be in thy house? Wilt thou impress upon all of us the great value of our never dying souls? Impress upon our mind that we have no continuing city here below, but that we are traveling to eternity, and that for each and every one of us, that we have all come one week closer to the final meeting with thee, and O Lord, for thy church. Then it shall be the day of their deliverance, but how terrible it shall be to die unconverted. Ah, what an awful thing it is to live unconverted, under so many blessings, under thy goodness, under thy word, and under thy callings. And ah, Lord, thou knowest how deeply we have fallen, that by nature we are dead in sins and trespasses, and to that end we humbly beg of thee for the rich work of thy Holy Spirit, by the first time and by renewal, that the realities may become real in the time before it shall become reality at the end of our life. Lord, we humbly ask thee for thy special blessing, thy special presence, and thy special favor in this morning upon the proclamation of thy holy word. But we're in this morning hour, and not only the audible gospel shall be proclaimed, but the visible gospel also hopes to be administered in our midst with the sacrament of holy baptism. Ah, Lord, wilt thou remember these fathers and mothers, where thou wast blessed them in their married life by the first time and by renewal, with the birth of a little child, of a little daughter. And may it please thee in this morning that truly that thou may grant them a humble and a broken heart under thy mercies and under thy goodness, but also a profound impression when they may present their little child in a special way before thee, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant and thy thrice holy name upon their little foreheads. O Lord, may it please thee to do for them what is signified in the sacrament, and that is to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, from all of our sins. O Lord, may it please thee to work early in their little hearts, that by thy grace they may be given to seek that they may be given to serve thee, that they may be given to remember their Creator in their young lives. Lord, thou knowest that it is grace and grace alone. To that end, may it please thee to bless the instruction. Oh, parents, they can plant and they can water, but, oh Lord, it is so clearly written in thy word that it is the Lord that granteth the increase. May it so please thee to bless for thy Spirit upon our seed and thy blessing upon our offspring, where thou wast promised that they shall fear thee as long as the sun and the moon endure throughout all generations. Ah, Lord, thou knowest how these parents have come up to thy house, also concerning the oath which they hope to make. Ah, grant them that special place at thy footstool, as beggars asking of thee for thy help and for thy blessing. Ah, thou hast said in thy word that it shall not return void unto thee. We commend unto thee the family circles, brothers and sisters. Remember the grandparents and the great-grandparents, when once more they may witness, or by the first time, witness the sacrament administered to their seed. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, Lord. Then we commend all the mothers with the unborn unto thee, and wilt thou remember and uphold the barren ones, wilt thou grant them that special place at thy footstool. Lord, bless and remember thy church in a special way in this day, the established churches, the persecuted church, the Jewish people, and all mission work. We commend unto thee all the temporal needs. Thou wast granted unto an old father, that he may return to his dwelling from the hospital. Oh, grant that humble heart. Thou knowest the weakness. Thou knowest the concerns. May their eyes be upon thee. May they be given to experience in special ways in this way of trial. Ah, those special tokens of thy favor, and to hear thy speaking. Wilt thou remember all under the physician's care? Then we commend unto thee those that are struggling with constant pain, with tiredness of the body, that different circumstances are known unto thee, and then they can become so weary and so discouraged. But, ah, oh, may they be given to tell thee all. The psalmist in thy word has declared, when my soul is overwhelmed within me, then thou knowest my path. And may these callings, may they be sanctified. Remember the handicapped. Remember all those that have difficulties with the mind. We commend unto thee the mourning ones. We commend unto thee all the elderly ones. And now, Lord, in this morning hour, then we humbly ask thee for thy gracious help with the administration of word and sacrament, and wilt thou grant thy Spirit for the application. May the sacrament be used for the strengthening of faith, but also for instruction. May it be used for refreshment, and that many hearts may become soft. Lord, may the outgoing of this service be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. We shall now read the form for the administration of baptism. which you can find on page 126 in the back of the Psalter. The principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we with our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, insomuch that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. This, the dipping in or sprinkling with water, teaches us, whereby the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to loathe and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification and salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesseth and sealeth unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesseth and sealeth unto us that he doth make an eternal covenant of grace with us, and adopts us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing, and avert all evil, or turn it to our profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he doth wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are freed from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost, the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely, the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our lives, till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, whereas in all covenants there are contained two parts, therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our mind, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism, for as they are without their knowledge partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and thy seed after thee, and their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be a God unto thee, and to thy seed after thee. Genesis 17, verse 7. Thus also the Apostle Peter testifieth with these words, for the promises unto you and to your children, and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Acts 2, verse 39. Therefore God formerly commanded them to be circumcised, which was a seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Mark 10. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant, and parents are in duty bound further to instruct their children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort, and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O Almighty and eternal God, thou who hast, according to thy severe judgment, punish the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast, according to thy great mercy, saved and protected believer Noah and his family. Thou, who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and hast led thy people Israel through the midst of the sea upon dry ground, by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of thine infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death, and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing their cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may, with a comfortable sense of thy favor, leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last day may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ thy Son, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God, lives and reigns forever. Amen. We now ask the parents to arise. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used to that end, and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. You are to answer sincerely to these questions. First, whether you acknowledge that although Our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all miseries, yea, to condemnation itself. Yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore, as members of His church, ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testaments, and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children, when come to the years of discretion, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, what is your answer before the Lord and in the midst of this congregation? Mr. Henry de Kock, Mother de Kock, Father Hans Jakobsen, Mother Jakobsen, Father Ronald Koyman, and Mother Koyman. Fathers and mothers, we read in Job 23, verse 16, For God maketh my heart soft. Then the Lord has given and does give special reasons for the softening of the heart. Time that lies behind, the Lord has given life, the Lord has spared life, the Lord has given unto you such a precious little gift. I hope there have been times, and there may be times, that you may sprinkle your little daughter with your tears, given to bewonder the goodness and the mercies of the Lord. Then in this morning hour, then the Lord granteth more reasons for a soft heart, that you may be privileged to present your little child in a very special way, in the special presence of the Lord, to receive the sign and the seal of the covenant, the name of that great God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, upon their little foreheads, also separated from most of the people upon the face of the earth. Then Job said more, For God maketh my heart soft, and the Almighty troubleth me. The life of Job was because of the great chastisement, the great loss that Job has suffered, all his 10 children in eternity. Then I hope that in this past week and that in this morning that there may also be hearts that are troubled, that the Almighty, by the work of His Spirit, that we are troubled, and that is concerning the souls of our little children. They had a beginning, and they shall never cease to exist. And the water in this morning, we have heard it, that our children are unclean Job has said in Job 14, verse 4, who can bring a clean out of an unclean? And then the water tells us that our children, we and our children, without the grace of God, are lying under the wrath of God, as subject to his anger. And now it is necessary for the work of the Holy Spirit, oh, we know it with our minds, and then under that impression, then our children, then our hearts shall also become soft, because then we are given to see something of the patient long-suffering of the Lord, that he grants unto us so many blessings. And now for troubled hearts, where Job has said, the Almighty troubleth me, then in this morning for you parents, and not only concerning the souls of your little ones, your own souls, the souls of your other children, then for troubled hearts, then what a rich proclamation is proclaimed in the sacrament of holy baptism, then a way that only way is declared, as we read in Acts 4, verse 12, whereby we must be saved. Oh, we have heard out of God's word that the disciples have asked Jesus how it is possible to be saved. From our side, it is forever impossible, and that is necessary to learn. Oh, when the Lord works by His Spirit, then how troubled we become concerning those things, that with all our efforts, that we are a black and a vile sinner still. But now in this morning, with the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism, oh, for troubled parents, then a way is declared through the mediatorial work of Jesus Christ, and not only a possibility, but that the King is declaring in this morning that he is still gathering his church, and that numbers shall still be increased. There are still those that are lying under the seal of election, and that shall continue till the latter day. This, what a comfort for troubled hearts. But parents, it needs to be applied. And then with the administration of baptism, then parents do so well to speak to one another, to examine their own hearts, where our journey is to. And now you have made an oath. We read in Joshua 24, verse 15, oh, that old Joshua with a burning heart, on fire for the things of the Lord, then when he has laid it before the people, then he has said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And then Joshua has waited, and then the people has said, God forbid that we forsake the Lord and serve other gods, because he has done such wonderful things. He has also done wonderful things for you, fathers and mothers. But then Joshua was honest with that people, and then he was given to declare, ye cannot serve the Lord, for he is a holy and righteous God. But then that people, with good intentions, with desire, nay, but we will serve the Lord and we will obey the Lord. May the Lord grant us help. The Lord grant us special place at his footstool, where you may ask the Lord for wisdom, and with a prayer that the instruction, when come to years of discretion, that it may bear a rich fruit, it shall not return void. No, we cannot convert our children. That is the work of the Holy Spirit. But the Spirit uses means. The Lord grant you his blessing. You may be seated. Grandparents and great-grandparents, also a special morning for you, when you may witness the administration of the sacrament of holy baptism to your seed, and then how necessary then grandparents, great-grandparents may now ask you how it is concerning Job 23, verse 16, for God maketh my heart soft, when you may be given to witness it. We think of fathers and mothers with prodigal sons, with prodigal daughters, that sit in God's house with a bleeding heart. But we have heard that nothing is impossible, but the general way is when we are brought up under the truth, that the Lord keeps us under that truth and works lovingly and irresistibly by His Spirit. But grandparents and great-grandparents, how is it now with that trouble? Are there those times that the never-dying souls of your seed, that it may weigh heavy upon your heart, exercises a place at the throne of grace, and that in that trouble, a mighty crying unto the Lord, that He may do wonderful things by the work of the Holy Spirit to convert our seed as He doth convert all His people. Congregation, then by renewal we may witness the sacrament of holy baptism, a sacrament of special instruction, a sacrament of examination, but also a sacrament of separation and blessing. We have heard it out of the prayer in the form that Pharaoh and his host are mentioned. Then what a privileged people that people of Israel was when they were led out of the land of Egypt with an outstretched arm, the blood on the doorpost. They have come to the Red Sea. They have cried unto Moses. Moses has laid it before the Lord. And then what a separation the Lord has made between Pharaoh and his host and the children of Israel. When that cloud that has went behind the children of Israel, it was darkness to the Egyptians, and it was light to the Israelites. And then our boys and girls know what has taken place. Then Moses has stretched that rod over the Red Sea. The waters were divided, a wall of water on the right and on the left. And then the children of Israel, as a privileged and a separate people, they were privileged to go to that Red Sea. And what has happened with Pharaoh and his host and the chariots that the Lord looked out of the cloud, they were troubled, has removed their chariot wheels' confusion, and they were drowned in the waters. Thus what a blessing to belong to the children of Israel under the external administration of the covenant of grace. And we have heard out of the second commandment that the Lord is a very jealous God concerning that people that bear His name, that He will visit the iniquity of the children of Israel unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, but showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. But we must remember, congregation, concerning the children of Israel, we read in 1 Corinthians 10 verse 5, But with many of them the Lord was not well pleased, and they were overthrown in the wilderness, some by the way of special judgments when they have murmured and rebelled. And I read in Hebrews 3 verse 19 that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Thus a great privilege, a great responsibility, but it is too short for eternity. We need to be born again, and oh, young and old, then the sacrament declares a way for us and our children that we must be saved. Oh, what a rich proclamation for a guilty people, a people that have learned with all their efforts, with all their works, that they are a guilty sinner still. Ah, may it be granted that it may be a sacrament for instruction, a sacrament for the strengthening of faith, a sacrament of refreshing, and a sacrament that the hearts by renewal may be made soft. Oh, to be given to behold the King in His beauty, where it is written that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ cleanses from all sins. While the children shall be brought in, let us sing together from Psalter 419, the second stanza. A mighty stream of fall transgression prevails from day to day, but Thou, O God, in great compassion, will purge my guilt away. And what follows? Psalter 419, the second stanza. Haley Janelle, I baptize thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. as Cynthia, Stephanie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And Mary Joy, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us arise and sing of Psalter 425, the fifth stanza. Let us close with thanksgiving. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise Thee that Thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of Thy beloved Son, Jesus Christ, and received us through Thy Holy Spirit as members of Thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be Thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech Thee, through the same Son of Thy love, that Thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by Thy Holy Spirit, that they may be piously and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they then may acknowledge Thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which Thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness under our only teacher, King and High Priest Jesus Christ, and manfully fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion, to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify Thee and Thy Son Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one only true God. Amen. Psalter 89, the five stanzas. Ye children, Come, give ear to me, and learn Jehovah's fear. He who would long and happy live, let him my counsel hear, and what follows Psalter 89, the five stanzas. in this morning hour, oh, with the help of the Lord. We wish to ask your attention for our text words, which you can find in Mark 10, the verses 13 through 16. And they brought young children to him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. And when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Our text words speak of little children remembered by Jesus. With four thoughts in the first place, the children brought. Secondly, the children hindered. Thirdly, the children encouraged. And fourthly, the children blessed. Little children remembered by Jesus, the children brought, the children hindered, the children encouraged, the children blessed. Beloved congregation, this portion of Scripture that is included in our form, when our fathers have explained why our children must be baptized. This history, this happening, we find it in three Gospels, also in Matthew 19, the verses 13 through 15, and in Luke 18, the verses 15 and 16. When we read in our text words, little children in the Greek language, that can refer to infants. It can also refer to older children. But in Luke, there it is mentioned infants. Thus then it is clear in our history that there were those that have brought little infant children to Jesus. That word brought in the original language, that can also mean to offer. Thus parents, a deeper meaning. Think of Hannah in 1 Samuel 1. When she has brought her little Samuel, it is true that he was a little older, but then she was given to lend them unto the Lord. Then in this chapter, then the parents had a deep and profound impression that their little children, that they needed to be blessed. And to that end, when they have heard that Jesus, when he was in the area, then they have taken the effort. They did not say, today we are too busy, it does not work out. No, then it is evident that these parents, maybe they have sat under the preaching of the great prophet, the Lord Jesus Christ, an impression that he was able to bless. What these parents have all learned It is not written in the scriptures, but one thing is clear, that they had an impression that their children had a need, that they needed to be blessed, and if Jesus would only touch them, they would be blessed indeed. We read in the New Testament that many have been brought to the Lord Jesus Christ. Parents have brought children. Matthew 15, the Canaanite woman with her little daughter that was possessed with the devil. In Mark 5, Jairus with his 12-year-old daughter that lay at the point of death, that he has went to Jesus. In Mark 9, that father with that dumb and deaf boy, that he has also brought him to Jesus. We have many examples of those that have bodily ailments and difficulties, that there were those that have brought him to Jesus, their children. But in our history, we do not read that these children were sick outwardly. And nevertheless, these parents were given to bring them to Jesus. What a precious example of fathers and mothers, and for all of us, then surely. Then these parents had an impression that their little children, that not only a body, oh, an impression that they needed to be kept, to be spared, that the Lord must provide. They surely had an impression that Jesus was more than a prophet, how far they have been led, whether it was with their mind or with their heart, that is not declared. But surely they had an impression that their children, that they needed to be blessed by Jesus. Oh, young and old congregation, may we more be given to resemble office bearers as parents. These parents, it is true, is not written exactly who they were, undoubtedly fathers and mothers, maybe those that have taken care for those children, but they had a profound impression that their children needed to be blessed by Jesus. And then in our text words, the reason that he would touch them. And in Matthew 19, verse 13, that he would put his hands upon them and pray. These little children, they could not come themselves. These little children, they could not yet pray. And therefore the necessity that these parents, they have brought those children to Jesus. Have more examples. We have mentioned Hannah. Think of Manoah and his wife in Judges 13. What a precious example. The child was not yet born, but they have inquired of the Lord, how shall we order the child? Think of Joseph and Mary. They have brought their Jesus to the temple when he was 12 years old. Our second thought, the children hindered, and his disciples. A disciple means to be a pupil and to be a learner. Also evident in our history, and the disciples, they were slow learners. Already in Matthew 15, with the Canaanite woman, then the disciples have said to Jesus, send her away, for she calleth after us. Thought she was a heathen. And now with the little children, what that must have been for those parents, and his disciples rebuke them, to censure them, admonish them, that they must not spend the effort with their little children. Why have the disciples said those words? Oh, in the first place, perhaps much ignorance, not to be bothered with little children, because those little children, they cannot hear, they cannot understand. Oh, surely the disciples at this moment, not a deep enough impression. Those little children also were soul traveling to that never-ending eternity. Maybe those disciples thought an obstacle for others to listen. Maybe those disciples, some selfishness, they had such a desire to sit at the feet of Jesus and to be instructed. And now those parents, then they would hinder or interrupt that instruction. Oh, the church must understand concerning the things of the Lord. Then it is so different concerning timely things. With timely things, they need to be shared. Ah, we have fallen so deeply. And in the way of pride, when the Lord blesses us, then may be still a desire that our neighbor also receives a blessing. But we like to have more than our neighbor. And then it can also be the thought, if our neighbor has too much, then we have less, but so it is not in the way of grace. All the storehouses of the greater Joseph, they are so full, and the Lord shall not become less by giving out. He shall not be greater by giving in, by holding in. There is such a fullness. Oh, the church shall experience, when our neighbor may experience the blessed things of the Lord, then oftentimes we shall also receive the benefit. The great sin of the disciples. The disciples needed to be instructed, and the disciples needed forgiveness. Disciples, a hindrance for little children to come to Jesus. Can parents also be disciples? What do you think, congregation? Can parents, office bearers, those that receive a place of authority, can they also be as those disciples? Think even our boys and girls think. What an awful thing in words those disciples have spoken to those parents. What that must have been for those that have brought their children. What the desire that Jesus may lay his hands upon them and pray for them. And now to be rebuked, to be censured, and to be admonished. How can parents do the same? How must we bring our children, even our little children, to Jesus? In the first place, when we do not pray for them, then we do the same as the disciples. Then we do hinder our children, because they're little children, they cannot pray. Then it is our calling to bring them in the arms of prayer to Jesus. In the second place, Christ has said to the Pharisees, they say and they do not. When our example does not correspond with the Bible and what we teach our children, not perfection, but sincerity, then we hinder our children. What a hindrance it can be for children when our walk does not correspond to our teaching. The third place, a hindrance, when there is not family worship. Of course, we all read the Bible in the home. Father prays, but more is necessary. Necessary to instruct our children, to sing together. We are, as those disciples, a hindrance for our children when the Lord's Day is not kept holy. A hindrance for our children, and that is a tender point, not so simple. We live in a busy time, a hasty time. We would think, with all the conveniences and technology, that we would have more time than our fathers, but it seems to be that in an earlier age, that there was more time than there is today. And when we are so busy gathering the things of the world, it's a tender point, not so easy for fathers and husbands and mothers and the busyness of life. But when there is no time to gather our families around God's holy word, then we are a hindrance for our children. The disciples, they have rebuked, can be a hindrance when we do not explain the whole Bible, when we emphasize one attribute of the Lord at the expense of the other. To that end, necessary, sola scriptura, all the scriptures. What that must have been for those parents, rebuked, admonished, censured by the disciples. What the disciples have all said to them, it's not all written down. What a blow. What a discouragement. What do you think, congregation? Do you think that Jesus will let those parents leave? Maybe have come quite a long journey to leave without granting those fathers and mothers their request. Our third thought, the children encouraged. But when Jesus saw it, as the Lord sees it, when we are a hindrance for our children, all-seeing eye of the Lord sees everything. And when Jesus saw it, does not only say he was displeased, but it is written he was much displeased. And then he spoke to those parents. Did not speak to the disciples. It was a speaking to the disciples also, of course. But a special word in the first place for the parents, but in the presence of the disciples. Although it is not clear in the scriptures, it is not written who it was spoken to. It was spoken to all, but surely a special word of rebuke for the disciples and encouragement for those that have brought their children. Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. That is a rich instruction. In the first place, then it is declared that there are also little children wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. What a promise is in God's word that the Lord works from generation to generation. We have the examples in the Bible. Think of Jeremiah, John the Baptist, and there are more. Then in the second place, then concerning the children, we have heard it out of the form. Under the external administration of the covenant of grace, a great blessing too short for eternity, we need to be wrought upon by the Holy Spirit. What special things are written concerning that external administration, Balaam, in Numbers 24, verse 5, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel. In Ezra 9, verse 2, a holy and a separated people. But now a further instruction. Also a word of examination for the disciples and for the parents. For of such is the kingdom of God. Special invitations in God's word for the church, for the church to come unto Jesus. Matthew 11, verse 28, but that coming that includes also the little ones, even infants. In this text where Christ declares, suffer the little children to come unto me, a special exhortation for parents to bring their children by the arms of prayer. And then we need that true saving faith, but even in our mind, a profound impression that our children need to be blessed, that they need to be saved by Jesus. But now a further word of examination for the disciples, for the parents. Verily I say unto you, there's a special word for parents, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. An ashamed word for the disciples, but also an instructive and examining word for the parents. Parents, you have done well in bringing your little children to me with the desire that I may touch them, lay my hands upon them, and pray. But parents, you need the same thing. You need to be converted. You need to be born again. And now a mark, when the Lord converts us, then we do not know it all. Then we learn how ignorant we are. And then we become ashamed. What a shaming word for the disciples. Except ye become as a little child. What are now marks of a little child? They are born, they cry. It's a mark of grace. They do not begin to speak. But they desire the sincere milk of the word. They are so hungry. Then further, they are so dependent. How dependent a little child is upon its parents. Except ye become as a little child. A childlike faith and a childlike trust. Oh, for a child. given to entrust everything into the hands of father and mother when they are tucked under the blankets. They may sweetly go to sleep, believing father and mother, of course, they can only do so much, but a childlike faith, childlike trust, except ye become as little children to be instructed. That's why Christ has instituted the sacraments, for the strengthening of their faith. A child have a desire that father and mother is honored. Oh, a child, sometimes they're naughty. Except ye become as a little child when we grieve the Lord with our lukewarmness, our unthankfulness, with our transgressions, and with our sins. Except ye become. Read the same in Matthew 18, verse 3, where there was asked, who shall be the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Then Jesus has taken a little child and set that little child before them. They could look. Except ye become as a little child, ye cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Our forethought, the children blessed. Shall Jesus now send those parents away with their children? No. We read of great things, and then those parents, they have given their little child so willingly to Jesus. And Jesus has even done more than they have asked. Matthew 19, verse 13, with the desire that if Jesus would only put those blessed hands on him, sparing hand, providing hand, caring hand, gracious hand, then they would rejoice with great delight, put his hands on them and pray. In Mark 10 and Luke 18, simply written that he would even touch them, their little children, with his blessed hands. But now Jesus has done much more. Because we read in our text word in verse 16, and he took them, not some, all those that were brought, those it must have been by turns, he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and bless them. What a moment that must have been for those parents. They received the desire of their heart. Also a special moment this morning. May it have been special. And then there was a time that they must return to their home. In Matthew 19, verse 15, something very special is written. After he has blessed those children, then it is specifically mentioned, and departed hence. Thus Jesus has waited when he was in that vicinity for those parents to bring their little children. Do you hear your calling, parents? This is still the time of grace. We may still have the precious truth amongst us. And Jesus is still waiting to remember and bless our children, and to that end, the calling, that we may be given to resemble those in our text words, that have brought Jesus, that have brought their children to Jesus. And then the parents, they have returned. What thoughts, what meditations, what rejoicing that Jesus has taken up their little children in his arms, prayed, and blessed them. Fathers and mothers, you may return to your dwellings with your little child that has now become a God-bearer. The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost upon their little foreheads. May you be given to resemble oftentimes. Oh, we have heard of disciples can be many hindrances, but may you be given to resemble what we read in our text words, especially at the throne of grace. And may you be given to experience that to seek the Lord, to come at the throne of grace, that it shall not be in vain. And now to learn, the Almighty has troubled me, ach Lord, insufficient, impossible. Wilt thou grant thy Holy Spirit to that end? Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee that we and our children may be given to resemble those that have brought their children to Jesus, and that those children were blessed. Remember us with the favor that thou bearest unto thy people, Lord. Then by renewal we commend these parents with their little ones unto thee. Work lovingly and irresistibly by thy Holy Spirit. Wilt thou grant the softening of the heart, but also the troubling of the heart. May the prayers be multiplied to that end, Lord. Wilt thou so remember the whole congregation, a grander, richer outpouring of thy Holy Spirit. Work from generation to generation. Raise up many among young and old as monuments of thy free and sovereign grace. Remember us this Lord's Day. Remember the family circles, grand traveling mercies. Return us in this evening hour and forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen. Our closing Psalter 215, the stanzas 3, 4, 5, and 6. We will not from their children hide Jehovah's worthy praise, but tell the greatness of his strength, his wondrous works and ways, and what follows. The consistory wishes to announce the following, the Lord willing. The first wedding announcement of Nathan Peter de Kock and Annalyn Mons. Lawful objections may be brought to the attention of the consistory. And the next Lord's Day, I hope to be in Sheboygan and then continue my journey to Corsica to be present with the ordination of candidate Slingeland. The banner of truth is at the exit, 215, 3 through 6. I receive the blessing of the Lord and depart in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.